Don't forget what's really valuable. And don't think it's all about the token or the ticket that's coming out of the machine. The real reward is the relationship you're creating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there isn't anything in the world that compares to that. I think it's true that at different ages and stages in life, we value different things. Different things are important to us. So for little kids, their eyes are lighting up about, it's not just a lollipop, it's a ring pop. And then we get a little older and it's a toy, and then we get a little older and it's a bigger toy, and then we get a little older and it's a car, and then we get a little older and it's a... You get the idea. And then there are people in this world who just exist on a completely different plane. I'm guessing that if you would go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and you would offer him a new car, he would not even pick his head up from the safer to acknowledge what you offered him. I don't think he could care less. I'm just guessing. But a chiddush in learning, when he finishes his learning goals for a year, celebration of somebody's desire to be Marbitz Torah, to be involved in a tremendous chesed, I think you'd probably get a bigger rise. And you know, it's interesting because when we, at our stages in life, interact with little children and we find ourselves saying, that's what you're crying about? We try to be as sensitive as possible, but really, that's what you're crying about? Because in their world, that's very important. But as we mature and our perspective broadens, so we look at things differently. And hopefully, that happens. Because how sad would it be if at ages 20 and 30 and 40 and 70, we're still crying about broken lollipops? And I think that the question that we ask ourselves is, what are the things that get us excited? What are the things that get a rise out of me? How could you get me to lift my head up and be interested? Not just because I'm acting interested, but what would really interest me? A trinket? Or something more broadly? Something bigger? Yom Kippur is the day to put the price tags back on the right items. Yom Kippur is the day to remind ourselves what is really valuable, what really matters. Why do I do what I do? What do I really want? The reality is that we get very distracted. There's a lot of glitz. And sometimes very hard to remember which are the things that are really most valuable. Which are the things that are really important to me, so important that I'm willing to prioritize my time around them. Which are the things? A friend of mine shared with me that a number of years ago she went on a trip to the Ukraine. And while she was there, she wanted to go and daven. She was with a group of friends. They wanted to go and daven in a certain Beis HaKvaros. And they had a Ukrainian tour guide with them who knew the gentleman who lived, you know, a 20-minute walk away, who had the key. So the tour guide said, okay, wait right here. So they're waiting, like, right outside the gates of this Beis HaKvaros in the middle of the Ukraine. And he comes back, like, 40 minutes later with this man. And he's interpreting for them. And the man standing there, and my friend and her friends are standing there, and they said, like, does he have the key? He says, yes. He says, so why doesn't he open the door? He says, well, he's waiting for something. Well, what's he waiting for? He wants to get paid. Okay. So they open up their purses, and they start pulling out whatever the Ukrainian currency is. And this man starts standing there, and he starts going like this. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Like, what do you mean, no? He wants dollars. The Ukrainian currency is not even really worth anything. He wants dollars. So they said, dollars. We don't even have any dollars with us. We left our, who thought we would need dollars in the middle of the Ukraine? So they start opening up their bags, rummaging through their bags, trying to figure out what they could offer him as something of value so that he'll open up the gates for them. So they're pulling out different things out of their purse. And as they're just like emptying their purses out on the whatever, the table, I don't know, whatever was there, just dumping things out on the floor, all of a sudden he starts pointing. He's pointing to the bubble gum. He wants the bubble gum. So like, we should give him the bubble gum? It's like, uh-huh. So my friend is like, he's like this 75-year-old guy. He probably doesn't have teeth to chew the bubble gum, but he wants the bubble gum. So they hand him the bubble gum and he opens up the gates. What would get me to open up the gates? What would do it for me? What could you offer me that I would think was valuable enough that I would open up those gates? What's motivating for me? What's exciting enough to me? And let me ask a different question. A different question to think about. What do you think opens up the gates in Shamayim? What do you think? My guess is it's not bubblegum. It's probably not dollars either. But whatever that currency is, that's the one I want to be banking. Because that's the one that's really valuable. I don't want to spend my whole life accumulating piles of bubble gum. The currency that opens the gates in Shamayim, that's the one that matters. Al tiyu ka'avadim ha-mashamshin es-harav al-manas l'kabel pras. We don't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu because he's going to give me some kind of trinket in the end. There's a bigger picture. There are other things that are valuable. We need to have eyes that are more mature. We need to think about what really matters. I think that if we think about choices that we make in the course of our lives, we all confront choices for which the reward or outgrowth of doing what is right is almost negligible. And there are really hundreds of examples like that. I'll give you an example. 100 years ago, 110 years ago, when Jews came to this country and Shmiras Shabbos was one of the biggest challenges